I love a mystery. $1 Million Curse, a new Carlton Morse adventure thriller with Jack Packard, Doc Long, and Reggie York. O'clock in the evening in an undistinguished hotel on a side street somewhere in San Diego, California. Jack, Doc, and Reggie have too much adventure in their souls to sit quietly. To add zest to their love for excitement, they recently acquired a $25,000 reward. And this is why they're in San Diego. They have determined to buy an airplane. In fact, they have already bought an airplane, but they can't hope for delivery for at least another 2 weeks. That is why, at 6 o'clock this evening, Jack and Doc are fussing and fidgeting in their hotel room, talking each other into a fine case of irritability.
So that's all you're doing, just asking.
Yeah, that's all I'm doing, just asking. When you found out we couldn't get delivery on that plane for 2 weeks, why'd you go ahead and order it?
Because we want an airplane.
But there's other airplanes in the world. Why don't you tell them to go jump in the lake?
Because this is the plane we want.
Just the same, it looks like to
me... Oh, forget it, will you? If we've been over this once, we've been over it a dozen times.
Well, I still would like to know what we're going to do in San Diego for 2 whole weeks.
Sit here and like it. Besides, supposing we had the plane. We haven't any plans. What would we do with it?
Well, I could think of something, I bet you.
Such as what?
Well, how about flying to the Hawaiian Islands?
And what would we do after we got to Hawaii?
You never heard of the hula girls in Hawaii?
Oh, nuts.
They ain't nothing like an activated grass skirt to make a man forget what his mama told him.
I'm fascinated.
Okay, then, how about an island hopping flight from here to Singapore?
Yeah, or Timbuktu.
Don't like that neither, huh?
No, I don't like that either.
Well... We ain't been to Central America for quite a spell. No?
Well, that's some better.
Kind of like that, huh?
I don't know. What would you do when we got there?
How do we know? There's always something interesting in Central America. Somebody's always organizing the army to get somebody into office or kick somebody out.
Uh-huh. That's not a bad idea.
I'll say it ain't. And there's a lot of hot stuff down yonder besides food, and I don't mean the weather.
I wonder what Reggie'd say.
Oh, what the heck? Reggie don't care. If me and you say Central America, then Reggie says Central America.
We'll have to steer clear of Santiago.
Oh, they probably forgot all about us by this time.
Don't you think they have? And there's one thing I don't want to do, spend the rest of my life in a Central American jail.
Yeah, boy, do they have filthy who's guys down there. Then it's Central America, sure enough, huh?
Well, let's sleep on it, but it sounds good.
And here we gotta wait 2 weeks before we can get started.
Don't start that again. Oh, where'd Reggie go anyway?
He said he was going over and sitting in the lobby of one of them big hotels. Look at the pretty women.
Reggie said that?
Well, I said it, but he didn't deny it.
Well, not Reggie.
No, I reckon he's over at the airplane plant, keeping an eye on our ship.
That's more like it.
Yeah, he was saying this morning he was going to see that every bolt and wire that went into our plane was going to be right.
Well, he's the boy who can tell.
I bet he's about as popular as a mad dog over there.
He won't let that worry him. What's the idea? Who are you calling now?
The same place. Hello, give me room service.
Hey, you're not going to eat again.
Well, what else is there to do?
But that's the fourth time.
Hello, room service? Well, looky, send up a half dozen fried ham and egg sandwiches. Yeah, half a dozen. And a quart of milk. Uh-huh, that's... wait a minute. You want any, Jack?
No, I don't want
any. Okay, then, that's all. And don't take all day.
Doc, don't you realize it's 6 o'clock? We'll get down to dinner as soon as Reggie gets here.
What the heck? 6 sandwiches ain't gonna spoil nobody's appetite?
Well, not yours, anyway.
Hey, Jack?
No?
You done any thinking about the maestro in Nashville lately?
No. Why?
I don't know. I keep feeling kind of bad. Maestro went and got himself sent up for life?
He was lucky not to get the gas chamber.
Yeah, I suppose so. I keep seeing his big fat carcass sitting on a stone bench in one of them little old cells. He wasn't made for that sort of thing.
Pretty tough, all right.
It sure was swell of you to get Nasty that job.
Why not? She'd have starved to death without the maestro if somebody hadn't done something for her.
Yeah, she sure did depend on him a lot.
Dancing in a nightclub up in Hollywood isn't much of a job.
Just the same, the crowd sure do go for
it. Well, it's a meal ticket anyway. If she's as good as they seem to think she is, maybe she'll get something better.
Poor old maestro. I wonder if he'll try any of his magic tricks up in the big house. Well, open the door and come on in.
I can't. The door's locked.
Hey, Jack. Open the door for the waiter, will you?
Certainly not. For your sandwiches.
Well, of all the two-tailed stiffy cats.
Hey, you gonna open this door, ain't you?
Well, ain't you got a key?
No, I ain't got no key.
Okay. I'll get up. Just plain accommodating, ain't you?
Not my sandwiches.
Yeah, don't you ask for one, neither.
Don't worry.
Hey, you guys in there.
Oh, I'm a-coming. Keep your britches on.
Thanks, pal.
Hey, where's the sandwiches? I said, where's the sandwiches?
What sandwiches?
Well, ain't you the waiter?
No, I ain't the waiter.
Oh, you ain't, huh?
That's right, buddy. I ain't the waiter.
You don't say.
Sure, I say, and don't neither of you boys bat an eye on account of I'm a torpedo and I'm hot.
What the man said, a torpedo and very hot. Just a moment and we'll see how this develops. Now let's see, what did the man say?
You heard me. I'm a gun, so don't even blink.
You hear that, Jack? This boy says he's got a dangerous weapon.
Yeah.
I don't see no shooting pistol.
What you think this bulge in me coat pocket is, a birthday present?
So you're a torpedo, huh? And you got the drop on. So now what?
You got cash?
What about it, Jack? We got any cash?
A little.
Yeah. We got a little cash, son.
And how about shelling out?
Oh, I get you now.
What you mean is get me?
You're one of these people who advocates the redivision of wealth.
I don't get you. No, don't move your hands.
I mean you want half of everything we've got.
Wrong.
Am I?
You bet. I want all of everything you've got.
Just a dadgum hog.
All right, come on. Cut the gab. I'm passing the collection plate now. Shell out.
Well, no, fella, when you put it like that, I don't know much.
Hey, who's that?
Probably the waiter with dark sandwiches.
Waiter, huh? All right, now you let me handle this. And the first mug that speaks out of turn gets hot lead in his sandwiches.
You ordered sandwiches?
That's right. Bring them in and set them down.
Sure.
What kind of sandwiches are they?
Fried ham and egg.
Yeah, the egg's right soft.
How can you eat a soft egg in a sandwich?
What you standing there for?
I usually get a tip.
Oh, so you want a tip?
Yeah.
Well, take a tip from me, buddy. Do something about that sore throat.
That ain't no sore throat.
It ain't?
No. I had my tonsils cut out and some of my vocal cords come out with them.
Get out of here.
No tip?
No tip.
Now, I am glad I spilled them sandwiches on the floor.
Spill them on the floor, huh? Don't look spilled to me.
Hey, let them sandwiches alone. They're mine.
Quiet, buddy. Ham and egg sandwiches is my favorite fruit.
Well, bless your ornery hide.
Good, too. What's that stuff in the bottle?
It's milk, and you leave it be.
You drink it?
Of course I drink it.
I ain't had no cow juice since I cut me milk teeth. Almost forgot how it tastes.
Jack, we're going to just sit here and let him eat my sandwiches and drink my milk?
I am.
Well, I ain't, Dad, blame it.
Sit down.
Sit down, sit nothing.
Sit down, or would you rather have a hole in your middle? Doc, don't be a fool.
Well, that makes me just plain mad.
That's better. Hey, that milk ain't such bad stuff. No wonder babies cry for it. Sure goes swell with sandwiches.
Hey, you gonna eat them all?
Thanks, pal. Don't mind if I do. And say, How's about ringing downstairs and have them send up some chocolate cake?
I'll be doggone if I will.
You don't like chocolate cake?
No, I don't.
Well, I ain't advice to a slugger. Coconut cake. You like coconut cake?
No, and I don't like banana cake.
You don't like banana cake?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's too bad. Now, hold it, you guys. I'm going to have me another slug of milk.
Get him, Doctor. You!
Hey, look out! Get his gun, Jack.
Got it.
Now then, get up on your feet.
Hey, you cut off the rough stuff.
My sandwiches, will you?
Hey, you shouldn't have knocked him out, Doc.
Why not?
Because now we got a body on our hands.
Oh, yeah? You just open that door.
Huh? What for?
Just open it. I'll show you.
Kind of hefty at that.
Now, what do you think you're going to do with him?
You see that linen closet across the hall?
I see. You want some help?
Nope. Just open that closet door.
There. Let him sleep off my sandwiches in there.
I wonder what gave him the idea he could come into our room and hold us up.
Oh, probably just one of them smart operators.
Yeah. Well, by the time we get back into our room and clean up a bit, Reggie ought to be there.
Yeah, come on, I'm hungry.
Hey, Doc, listen.
Oh, God, will you listen to that little old girl cry?
Coming from the room right next to ours.
Yeah, you think we ought to do something?
No.
Oh, Jack, come on. It ain't right to let a girl cry like that.
No, it's none of our business.
Well, it won't hurt just to rap on the door.
Oh, have it your way. But you're asking for it.
Doggone right. Us Texas boys don't never let a little female down.
Try the knob.
Yeah.
Unlock?
Yeah.
Open it a crack. Let's see what's going on.
Probably got our heads knocked off with this.
Hey, look. All alone. Just laying there on the bed, sobbing her heart out.
The girl's got a right to cry if she wants to.
Why, Jack, that ain't human. I'm ashamed of you.
Doc, shut the door.
I ain't gonna do it. Come on in.
Oh, nuts.
Who's there?
Hello, sugar.
Who are you?
From next door. We heard you cry. Is there anything we can do?
Oh, no. No, go away.
Doc, what'd I tell you?
Hey, we can't leave you here crying like that.
Go away. If you know it's good for you, go away.
All we want to do...
If you know it's good for you, stay away from me.
Why do you keep saying that?
It's true. Something horrible happens to every man who knows me.
Yeah? What sort of something?
Death. Horrible things. I want to die.
That's silly.
I'm an enemy of society. Killing the things I love. Bringing death to those who try to help me.
You do all that?
Yes. It's the Richard curse. I'm evil. Don't touch me.
The further developments of the $1 million curse will come to you tomorrow at the same hour. I Love a Mystery, for 16 years, a Carlton E. Morse creation, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Parley Bear as Doc Long, and Ben Wright as Reggie York, with Herb Vigran, Paige Gilman, and Mary Lou Harrington. This is the CBS Radio Network.